And this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from pulling back $600 million in public health grants that Congress approved for four Democratic-led states. Colorado, California, Illinois, and Minnesota sued to try to block planned funding cuts from the CDC. The judge stopped the cuts from taking effect for 14 days. For Colorado, the total amount of money at risk is $26 million. Starting Saturday, the Department of Homeland Security will be shut down. Democrats and Republicans have not been able to agree on a full year of funding for that department, CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Both the Senate and House left town for a week-long recess, leaving DHS funding in limbo. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says they proposed common-sense reforms like body cameras and judicial warrants for ICE, but Republicans aren't working with them on that. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett added they can't back down from the fight for real change and safeguards on immigration agents. Both ICE and Border Patrol got a huge infusion of cash last year from Republicans it can continue to draw on, unlike other agencies within DHS, such as FEMA and TSA. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A dead skunk has tested positive for avian flu in Pueblo. It was found near the Arkansas River by Pueblo Boulevard. The Pueblo Department of Health and Environment says the main risk to humans is through exposure to infected animals or contaminated surfaces. Avoiding direct contact with sick or dead poultry and wildlife is the best way to protect yourself. You are listening to All Things Considered from CPR News.